The Jamaica 4-H Club is a youth training organization under the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, mandated to provide skills training for young people ages 5 to 25 years. 4-H clubs are easily recognized globally by the four-leaf clover logo, with each leaf representing hands, head, health, and heart. Areas of training include agriculture, home economics, leadership, social skills, entrepreneurship, healthy lifestyles, and environmental awareness.
This is a grand mix that provides the launching pad for our youth to become outstanding contributors to our society. These acquired skills create an effective dynamic for these youngsters who not only want to pursue agriculture as a career, but also want to create businesses capable of providing entrepreneurial opportunities for all those involved.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyo. This year is a significant one for the Jamaica 4-H clubs. The movement is celebrating its Diamond Jubilee, in other words, its 75th anniversary. The theme for the celebrations is 4-H, celebrating the past, embracing the future. The organization has planned several major activities to mark the milestone, including the implementation of the Rural Youth Economic Empowerment Program. The program will target 3,000 young people islandwide, especially in rural areas, for training in agriculture over the next 3 years.
This program will not only involve the NYS, but other agencies as well, including the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, for technical assistance to the participants.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellyo. The Ministry of Youth and Culture has committed $45 million in funding support to the initiative, to be allocated in tranches of $15 million each year.
So we will be targeting 3,000 young people over the next 3 years and committing $15 million per year to ensure that we not only give them training, but we give them mentorship and we give them wholehearted support to get them into agriculture. Because at the end of the day, they're the generation that is going to take the country forward.
Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna. Another key event is the National Achievement Day Exposition, scheduled for April 22 to 24 to showcase the creativity of clubites as well as volunteers. The three-day exposition will be the culmination of 14 Parish Achievement Days held earlier in the year. Other scheduled activities include a national church service slated for May 7 at the Webster Memorial United Church in St. Andrew and a special parish competition named in honor of Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Dr. Ferguson was instrumental in the transfer of the 4-H clubs from the Ministry of Education to the Ministry of Agriculture. The Youth in Agriculture Hub at the Denby Agricultural and Industrial Show, slated for July 31 to August 2 in Maypen, Clarendon, and a special awards banquet in November are also part of activities to mark the 75th anniversary milestone. President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and Chairman of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Senator Norman Grant, says the movement represents an important chapter in the history of both the JAS and the agricultural sector.
This process started by way in the 1920s, when the JAS was faced with the responsibility of training and educating farmers in the use of new and improved methods of farming.
He says the JAS had to shift its focus to young people after encountering resistance from older and more established farmers. This resulted in the formation of branches initially in St. Catherine and Clarendon, then in other parishes. The branches eventually merged via mutual agreement with the pioneer clubs established under the Jamaica Welfare Commission, initiated by national hero, the Right Excellent Norman Washington Manley, to form the Jamaica 4-H Clubs. The new organization started with 300 members aged 10 to 21 in 1940. To date, there are 85,000 members ranging from 5 to 25 years of age. The Jamaica 4-H Clubs, now recognized as the largest youth organization in Jamaica and the Caribbean, celebrating 75 years of contribution to the development of youth in agriculture.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.